Metro Radio. Rizzle Kicks will perform here at Metro Radio. We can't tell you when, but you could be here. With a mate, listen to Brian and Anna when you wake up on FM, digital radio and online. This is Metro. At 1 minute past five, here's Joel.
First this hour, a four-month suspended sentence for a Sunderland fan who sent racist tweets after an argument with a Newcastle United fan. Peter Copeland, who's 29 and from West Rainton, admitted to sending the tweets in January, which have been described by the judge as grossly offensive. He says he deeply regrets his actions. He's been made to pay 150 hours of unpaid work and £85 in costs. Next today, more of your stories about the spiralling cost of childcare.
I don't always send my daughter to a childminder, even though I prefer her to be there, because it's more reliable than waiting till the last minute and having to rush around asking family. I am having to cut back on the amount of time I'm actually using the childcare because I simply can't afford it.
Joy from Jarrow got in touch after we revealed some parents having to fork out as much as £15,000 a year on care. And the lucky British winner of this weekend's Euro Millions of £46.4 million has come forward, but has decided to stay anonymous as well. It's the third time a British winner scooped the top prize in the past 2 months. Now with the sport, here's Chris Conway.
A week of build-up to the Tyne and Wear derby starts with the news that Sunderland defender Phil Bardsley suffered a suspected tear in his calf muscle. He's pulled out of the Scotland squad to face Slovenia on Wednesday, but teammate James McLean's expected to make his debut for the Republic of Ireland against the Czech Republic. Meanwhile, Papis Cisse is pulled out of the Senegal squad for midweek, and Jonas Gutierrez says Newcastle United won't be worried going into the game on Sunday, despite dropping 2 points against lowly Wolves.
The best game that you can play, you know, a derby game, so if you are not, never going to have nervous about one of these games, just you want to play.
For Sunderland fans who didn't get a ticket, don't worry, the game is being screened at the Stadium of Light Sports Bar, and Mike Dean's just been appointed as the referee on the day.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. It's not just your car that needs to be dependable.
It's been a cloudy day, but it should be mainly dry tonight with lows of 10 degrees Celsius. Same again tomorrow with bright spells and highs of 15. Looking decent for the rest of the week as well. There's more news on Metro at 6 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.